The New York Times once called my next guest a psychopathic Norman Rockwell. His films have included The Very Strange Blue Velvet, Wild at the Heart, and of course the hit show Twin Peaks. His latest series is called On the Air, which will be premiering this week on another network. Please welcome David Lynch. That a psychopathic Norman Rockwell. How do you interpret that when you
somewhat normal on the outside and someone that maybe is somewhat disturbed on the inside?
That would sound like a psychopathic Norman Rockwell.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of kid were you? Were you a good student? Were you a pretty straight kid? And
I was straight as an arrow.
Straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
And that sums it up. Straight as an arrow. So at some point you hit your head or something. I mean, something happened. At what point do we sort of, does one tend to veer into showbiz? I mean, straight as an arrow.
I went to Philadelphia.
Oh, say no more. Oh, so from where? Now, where are we talking?
I went to Philadelphia indirectly from Montana.
Oh, boy. That could change your life forever.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so you get to Philadelphia, and so you're pretty what? Normal kid, good student?
I was a student that always said I had potential, but I wasn't, you know, living up to it.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yes. This is the same boat you're in.
I had the ability, but did not apply myself.
Exactly right.
Did you get that all the time?
I did, Jay.
So what made you go to Philadelphia?
I was going to art school, and I never really wanted to go to Philadelphia, but I found myself crossing this particular bridge in a bus, and the next moment I was there.
Did you eat anything along the way?
No, I didn't. The bus never stopped until they got there.
Oh, I see. I didn't know you could go directly from Montana to Philadelphia without stopping by bus.
It was indirect. I actually left from Virginia.
Oh, I see.
And I may have made it.
I see. Now, I'm going through your bio and a couple of the articles about you, and you say you didn't even start thinking until you were 20. Now, what did you mean by that? Although I'm beginning to understand, but
I think everybody has the experience that one day they realize that for the last so many years they've been thinking in a sort of normal way like other people, and suddenly you have an original thought.